Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 12, Without Ceasing. Listen to this verse. Let it settle. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verses 16 through 18. Three commands, short ones, but don't let the brevity fool you. There is an ocean in these words. Paul wasn't writing to monks in a monastery. He was writing to ordinary people. People with jobs and children and worries and grief. People like you and me. And he says, joy, prayer, and gratitude are not religious items you schedule into your week. They are the way a person who belongs to God actually lives. Notice the order. Rejoice always comes first, and that is not an accident. Joy is not the prize you receive after everything works out. Joy is the soil where prayer grows. When you cultivate joy in God, not in your circumstances, in God Himself, you find that prayer stops being a discipline you have to force and becomes something as natural as breathing. You don't have to climb your way to Him. You're already near. And then comes the phrase that reshapes everything. Pray without ceasing. The Greek word is adialeptos. Without interruption. This is not a command to spend every waking hour on your knees. It is an invitation to live connected. Prayer becomes the backdrop of everything. The morning coffee, the commute, the meeting that wore you thin, the quiet before you sleep. All of it can be lived with God in the room. And the way you keep that line open is not with long, elaborate prayers. It's with short ones. A sentence tossed heavenward while you wash the dishes. Thank you. While you face something that feels too big, help me. While you simply exist, here I am. Brief. Constant. Real. And then, give thanks in all circumstances. Not for all of them. Paul is not asking you to pretend that pain doesn't hurt, that loss doesn't cost, that the hard chapter you're living is somehow easy. He is saying that in all of it, right in the middle of it, God is present. And gratitude is the spiritual faculty that recognizes His presence even when your eyes can't see it. Even when the math of your life doesn't add up the way you hoped. Now here is the thing that should stop you cold. You want to know God's will for your life? Here it is. Written down, no mystery, joy, prayer, and gratitude. Today, not in a dramatic vision, not in a sign you've been waiting on for years. Right here. In three plain sentences is the will of God for you. It is almost startling how clear it is. So today, do this one thing. Before breakfast, set three alarms on your phone, morning, noon, and evening. When each one goes off, stop, actually stop, and pray one sentence. It can be thanks. It can be a request. It can simply be, I'm here, Lord. One sentence. Three times. The whole day. Connected. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.